It's the P1 Perfect Pair, four times a day. Pick and match two squares, and you win what's on the other side. Brought to you by Central Yamaha, Pack and Stack Self-Storage, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Well, I don't have any.
You got two fists in the hole. What you finna have,
she don't know. All right, we are getting underway from out here at Cape Buff today. And we need to advise everybody that the Sterminator will be at Circuit City this Thursday from 5 until 7. The Bob Sturm Show by himself, certainly the superior side of the Sturm and Drong presentation.
Yeah.
At Circuit City in Southlake. That's at North Kimball Avenue at East Southlake. So go see him out there. Register to win ticket t-shirts and Cowboys training camp shirts. That's the Bob Sturm Show at Circuit City this Thursday from 5 until 7 in Southlake, Kimball Avenue in East Southlake. All right. With more on that, here is Snake.
I don't want to throw this out there. I mean, it seems like I've done this before on this show, but I can't remember.
Snake,
I just have this weird feeling that I have thrown this out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
As far as bands go.
Mm-hmm.
But I think on Saturday night, I saw the coming out party for a local band. And I think this is not the jump start that they need or that they, that'll put them over the top. But I think this band is going to make it. I am flat out 100% convinced that this band will make it. And some people say they already have, but they haven't. And that is Saturday night's performance at the Granada Theater, the wonderful Granada Theater, from the Polyphonic Spree, Dallas's own. Man, I wish you guys would have been there for this, because it was absolutely mind-blowing how good they were. I mean, I freaked out. I had a freak-out moment.
What does that entail?
Did the snake dance break out?
That was it. I just holler. And the music stops, and I'm just sitting up there. And that's the next thing they hear. And then I just collapse. All these things are going off at once as I'm freaking out. Danny, I'm telling
God.
You. I don't know what you think of these guys, and I've never really thought... I've always liked them, and I've always loved their live shows, but this was different.
How many times have you seen them
this
now?
This is the fourth time I've seen them. I've only seen them at festivals. I saw them at Fry Street Fair twice. I saw...
Fry Street.
Right, Greg. And I saw them at Austin
Fry
City
Street.
Limits. Yes, Greg. At Austin City Limits last year.
Have you even mentioned who they are yet?
Yeah, I said the Polyphonic Spree.
Okay.
Pearl Jam?
No, Greg. They're from Seattle. But they were absolutely awesome. I could not believe it. I've never seen a crowd that into a show like that. And I think they found a niche, an unknown niche out there, that this could possibly vault them into bigger than just mini mid-level band status. I mean, they're already on the MTV Awards. I know that. And, you know, that's huge. But good God, I've never seen an audience so eaten up by a band. And I was, too. I was right there with them, going crazy, singing every word to every song loud. And that, they are a tight band for 24 people. And by the way, I sat right next to the sound guy. And you want to talk about a genius? Think about that, running sound for 24 people.
How tight were they?
Very. Unbelievably.
And well, that's probably pretty tough running sound for 24 people.
Oh, my God. The guy was a magician watching him work. I sat there and stared at him just as much as I did at the band, just pushing button and turning knobs, and he never stopped, obviously, with all that sound to work on. But, God, they were great. I didn't read a review in the paper, and I know there had to have been one.
Probably today.
Yeah, it may have been today. I don't have the Metro section.
No, I don't know. I didn't see one today.
You didn't?
No.
And maybe it was yesterday. Because the show ended, you know, reasonably early. Probably not in time for print, but... Whew! Oof, they were absolutely smoking. I've only thought this one other time that I've been at a live show where I thought, my God, this band is going to make it. And that was when I saw Widespread like in 91 in Alabama. And they put on a show at a little place, and I was like, that's it. This band's going to be huge.
Okay, what made it so great? You're 0-1 so far then, huh?
No, I'm not.
What was so life-changing for you about this show?
I don't know. They were just so good. And I had that new album, and I've listened to it a ton, and I really like it. And I wondered how they're going to pull it off. You know what it was? It's like probably like the same thing that I saw with Wilco down at Austin City Limits last week, and the same thing you saw, the Granada, where it just blew you away. Like, you didn't know how they're going to pull off playing certain songs, and the band's just gotten better since the last time you saw them. I mean, they have gotten so much better since the last time that I saw them. And I can't tell you how impressed I am by that whole group. And you know what's funny is Tom Bridwell from Olospo,
right?
He was running sound for the opening band. And he was talking to me about the guy who was running sound for them. He's like, it's their, you know, normal sound guy, obviously. They hire someone to do that. And he said, Tom said that he was there for sound check. And during sound check, he said it was absolutely amazing because Tim DeLauder, the lead singer, wasn't the guy in charge of making sure everything sounded right. It was his wife who was right in the middle of the choir. You know, there's like a 12-person choir,
right,
basically. And she's right in the middle of it all. And she was the one telling the sound guy, okay, this doesn't sound right over here on the French horn. Turn the flute up. The harp's a little low. You know, make the high ends better on the blah, blah, blah. I mean, she was the one running the sound check, not Tim.
Really?
So, yeah. Yeah, he said it was really wild watching her. She's just the middle girl in the choir. But he's like, she runs that show.
So she's in the choir, huh?
Yeah.
She's in the band.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. She's the focal point of the choir.
Well, I mean, now, when you right say this thing is going to make it, what do you mean by that?
I think Bon Jovi big? No, I don't want to say that. Why'd you throw Bon Jovi out there?
What's wrong with Bon Jovi?
I mean, they're big. They're big. It was just a weird reference.
I mean, if they could get a CD close to Slippery When Wet, they'd be doing all right.
Oh,
that's right.
Oh, my God. I don't know if they're going to sell a billion albums or anything like that, but I think that they're going to create some sort of niche as far as their live shows go to where there's going to be, you know, 5,000-10,000 people watching them at every show. And I don't know if it's going to happen this year, next year, or the next, but eventually the word's going to get out that these people put on a really, really good live show. I mean, something that's an experience, and that's what it is. It's more than just
going to your Joe Average concert. Are you talking about them being able to play and do well at a place like the AAC? Are they going to be that big?
I don't know about that, but I'm saying, like, they could go to Nokia and do something like that. And matter of fact, next time they're here, they're playing Nokia.
Oh, really?
They already booked them, yeah, in December. So
they're probably going to end up as one of those festival,
yes,
outdoor, like Grateful Dead.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Widespread Panic.
And there is a huge audience for that. An absolutely,
yeah, there is,
huge audience for it. And if those people get, you know, get word like, hey, here's another band that sounds nothing like anything you've ever seen, yet it's still the same type of vibe, very happy music, which is exactly what it is. Nobody leaves there feeling all bummed out or like they got kicked in the ass by Dokken or something.
What's wrong with Dokken?
Nothing, man. Sorry.
Snake.
You leave there feeling pretty good about the evening. Pretty good about yourself for whatever reason. And that's what those people want who go see those type of bands. And, man, they do it better than almost anyone I've ever seen. They've got it down.
So that's how you feel when you leave a dead show?
Yeah, you feel good. You feel good. You're feeling good about everything. All's good in the world.
Well, it's cause
good or high?
It's because you're stoned.
No, it has nothing to do with weed. It's just a very positive show.
Did they have a lot of odd instruments on stage, like tin pans and washboards and stuff?
No, I mean, it's all their instruments are legitimate, Kevin. They weren't playing the jug or anything.
It's not like Stomp?
No, it's not like Stomp.
Is there brooms out there making noise with them?
And every single guy up there is a master at their own instrument.
They have a theremin player, don't they?
Huh?
They have a theremin player, don't they?
Yeah, they do have a theremin player. What the hell is that?
It's just a crazy thing.
Yeah, it's just a crazy thing.
Boy, it is wacky. But, God, man, I'm telling you, next time they play here, we're all going. I'll buy you tickets to Nokia, but I'm getting your asses out there.
Can you just give me the money?
No, I'm not going to give you the money.
We can buy our own tickets.
Right,
yeah.
Just give us the money.
And I'll tell you what, I was very depressed.
Now, I either want the money or I'm not going.
All right, I'll give you the money.
I thought you just said you were happy. How are you depressed?
Right.
Well, you're contradicting yourself.
Here's
here.
Why I was depressed, and this would make you depressed too. Because right before the show started, I'm up there, you know, kind of talking. I'm there with my wife and Huey and his girlfriend.
Oh, that's why you were depressed.
And all of a sudden, I look down. I'm like, is that? Yeah, it is. It was Jordan Reiner. And I thought, my God, I'm at a concert with Reiner's daughter. I'm enjoying the same bands as Skateboard Girl.
Yeah, she was there.
I was just like, man, something's wrong with this. But
why? What's wrong with that?
She's 16. I'm 35. It's just weird.
And they bust into this.
That she has grown up enough to be at the same venues as me. You know? That's weird.
Hey, I've been taking her to stuff like that since she was 8.
Yeah, but you weren't there. That's the weird part.
That's a good point.
She was there with her
8!
Her high school friends.
And LeVar Arrington.
No.
LeVar
Arrington
was nowhere
there.
Around.
He's not playing tonight.
Exactly.
True.
He had the weekend off.
No. We have it on good authority. He was getting treatment.
That's what you want to call it.
My wife flew up to D.C. and was giving him the treatment.
Oh, my God.
No secret. Hey, it's out.
Snake.
About her and LeVar Arrington. I make no... I don't hide that.
Good for you.
Anyway, check it out. Polyphonic's free. They're wonderful.
All right. Coming up next, I believe we're going to turn our attention to the college football weekend. We'll do that when Sports Talk continues here on The Ticket.